Bringing a data center online takes more than equipment. It takes precision. Graybar helps customers predict, stage, schedule, deliver, and verify every step of the build with critical products that are available now. From networking and wireless to critical power and testing tools, our teams help you reduce downtime risk and keep projects on track. Speed. Scale. Ready now. Yep. Graybar does that.
On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us. Listen to the Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
Good evening, everybody. I'm Bart Winkler. Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show. 888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4476. I may have to, I didn't realize this. Well, I'm dumb. So my soccer club is West Ham, and they play in Chicago next month. They play against Everton, and then Man U plays. After that, it's a doubleheader at Soldier Field.
Man U, I know them.
Yeah, against AFC Bournemouth. So these are not Premier League games. The Premier League comes over to the United States, but they would never actually sacrifice regular season games. The NFL could put preseason games overseas, but no, we lose a game every year to, where are they going this year? Dublin? Are they playing in Spain? I don't know. I'll figure it out when we get there. I might have to, my dad and I, well, really my family, my dad and I, and at least one of my brothers, we saw Manchester United play at Soldier Field, I think in like 99, long time ago. And we had like this meet and greet. We have, he got the hookup from somewhere. I don't know, remember what happened, but I know, like, the meet and greet was with Sir Alex Ferguson, who is one of the most well-known people in, like, soccer history.
Sure.
He was a longtime manager there. And we walked right by him because we didn't know. So, like, we were first in line, and then we walked right by him and a bunch of other like Man U legends, because we had no idea, we didn't know anybody. And then I'm like, Dad, I think those people were like someone we should just try to go get a picture with. And that was the meet and greet. So I asked my dad just now if we should run it back. So maybe I'll get to Chicago in the coming weeks. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. A lot of you want to talk. I don't know where you were last night.
Seriously. Tell your friends. God, if you ever wanted to be on the radio, last night was your night. Oh, I'm sorry. Was my mic on?
No, I almost said that last night. I almost said at the top of the last hour.
I mean, hell, I'll take an Islanders call right now. Like, whatever. Like,
I've never begged for calls. I think I give out the phone number an appropriate amount.
I think so too, because we've definitely had some people that will beg within the first 3 minutes of their open. Not that I'm saying names or judging. I'll tell you off air.
A lot of people do it, and some nights I've got more to. last night wasn't it. At least at the end, we had a good thing going, and then we had a 15-point lead in the fourth quarter, and we lost. Is how I think I could put it. It was fine. It was all fine. Everything's fine.
Sure,
it's all fine. Let's get to Johnny in Atlanta. 888-710-4ISN. Johnny,
what's going on? First of all, Pacers in seven. And,
Johnny, your phone's clicking.
It's clicking.
Yeah, like it's like that. It's go like this.
It's like the feds are listening.
Yeah. right, we gotta get that fixed. We gotta get that fixed, Johnny. I'll try to come back to you in a minute here. Ian's in Chicago. Ian.
Hey Bart, what's going on, man?
What up?
I just wanted to tell you I love your show. I've been listening to it for about a year now. I'm 20 years old. I wake up early in the morning and I always make sure to watch your show. You and Carlos, funny stuff, man. I love it.
Ian, that's very kind of you.
I wanted to talk about Caitlin Clark. She's going to be – her jersey is going to be the next jersey I buy, man. She is just something else. When you look at ratings, WNBA ratings, you know, attendance, tickets, all that, it just skyrocketed ever since her ever since she's entered the league. So I love her, and I can't wait to go out to Indianapolis to watch a game. Speaking of Indianapolis, Pacers are going to lose tomorrow, no question about it. And then I had one question to ask you. My last vacation I took, I brought a Luka Doncic Mavericks jersey and a DeMar DeRozan Bulls jersey. I lost both of those jerseys in the airport in my backpack. Mm.
Ooh.
And I have a Shea Gilgeous-Alexander jersey. I'm going on vacation tomorrow. Should I bring it? Should I wear the Finals MVP's jersey on vacation and risk losing the jersey?
You think you're that bad at hanging on to your jerseys?
I mean, I've lost a lot of things, Bart.
Where can I ask where the vacation is?
I'm going to Disney World.
Yeah, Disney, that seems like, yeah, I would bring it. I would wear it.
All right, Bart. All right, thanks. I'm going to let my girlfriend know that you approve.
Yeah, don't lose it. I mean, you could, I think jerseys at Disney, that seems like a place you want to, you know, get your arms out and get some sun. And then maybe you see other basketball fans and they talk to you or something. You know, it's like an icebreaker. I don't know. I don't know if you like talking to strangers. I actually don't, other than like this is fine, but not like in real life. I would never talk to anyone on a plane. Are you kidding me?
All right, Bart. Well, thank you for taking my call. I love your show and appreciate it, man.
All right, Ian in Chicago. Good to talk to you. Do you talk to people on planes?
No, I hate when people try to spark up a conversation with me. I pick my window seat. I have my pillow, my headphones. Let me do my thing. And don't bother me. It's not that I'm antisocial. It's just, what the hell are we going to talk about in the plane? Oh, what you going to do when you get there? Oh, are you from here? No, it's always the same lame travel conversation. It's small talk. I'm good. I'm going on vacation next month. Thank God my wife is going to be sitting right next to me because she knows the deal. Don't talk to your boy. Let me go to sleep so I can get well rested when we get over there because it's an 8-hour flight. And then I have another hour flight after that, and then a 2-hour train ride. So, plane, trains, and automobiles, I am not going to be in a good mood. Leave me alone.
I don't mind, like, there's been plenty of situations where I've talked to strangers, and, you know, these playground days end up being, you end up talking to other parents.
But you won't talk to Giannis at swim class, which is
well,
mind-boggling.
I just, you know, got to leave him alone so he stays in Milwaukee. Sorry to reference Milwaukee again. But I like it to happen organic. I like, you know, the kids are playing and then, I don't know. I don't like to be like the, hello, how are you, fellow dad? And I don't want people to do that to me. I don't know. I'm very particular about how I talk to people.
Yeah,
I
get it. If it's if it comes up, you know, natural conversation where it doesn't feel forced, dude, I'm totally about it. I'm like, I'm a social butterfly at heart.
Like, you've been to these conferences where people go there looking to network, and I'm like, I don't like to network. Networking is vital.
I mean,
it is something
so uncomfortable.
It is something you need to do, but I hate the people that are like, hello, my name is Bart, and I am looking to network. I mean, they might as well just say that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I hear you. And I've gone to a couple of these networking events, and I'm always just like, oh, please, let there be somebody I know.
Yeah, I went to one and I barely ever, I mean, I just talked to the people I went with.
Same here. That's why me and Hickey have gotten a couple of drinks. We attach to each other like amoebas.
Yeah. I know you. You know me. We're not talking to anybody else. I did see, regarding Ian wanting to buy a Caitlin Clark jersey, I did see a jersey shirt today when I picked up my kid from summer camp, I'll call it. The kid that left before us, he was wearing a Caitlin Clark shirt. And I thought that was cool. That's how you can tell, like, what the kids are doing. Because a couple of years ago, when the Nuggets were in the finals, I saw a Jamal Murray jersey out in the wild.
Wow.
Yeah, in Wisconsin. And I'm like, well, look at this. Look at this. And now you're seeing the Caitlin Clark jerseys. I think my kid knows. Well, maybe he doesn't. We watched one afternoon, we did watch Fever and Sky. When that was on for the first time, we did watch that, like the first weekend. We were watching that at home for a little bit. So he was kind of getting into that. And when we are trying to find something to watch at night, if the WNBA is on, we put that on at least Preve. It's at least on the previous channel some night. So look at me. I'm based. Okay. I'm here. 888-710 for ISN. Let's try Johnny again. Johnny.
What's going on, Bart?
First, much better, my guy.
Thank you. Pacers in seven. I'm going to start off with that. Pacers in seven. Secondly, I'm a Caitlin Clark fan, but you cannot sit there and push somebody. I don't think that's going to happen to you. She fouled her, okay, but that happened. So that reaction Caitlin Clark did afterwards, you always spark, and she does it all the time. And she think, okay, since I knew you shouldn't touch me. She ain't the only one. Angel Reese does it too. But they don't call it up. Well, they go back and push, foul Angel Reese. But she don't act like Caitlin Clark.
You think she's instigating?
I don't think she's instigating it, but I think, all right, so the foul happened to Caitlin Clark. When she,
yeah,
went
she got
back
hit
and
in the
pushed
face.
Her back.
She did
she
push
went back
back,
and pushed,
yeah.
Yes. That way, there, you don't think somebody's going to sit there and take that? No, it's a game. It happens. So you should have, I ain't going to say what she, I probably would push back if she got hit in the face too. But don't sit there and act like the victim when you ain't did that too. Angel Reese do the same thing. Somebody found Angel Reese, she pushed him back and it starts the whole thing, and then she act like a victim. Come on now, this is basketball. NBA does it too, but guess what? They don't act like that. They it's a game. Like I said, I watch the WNBA every now and then. I ain't going to say I'm a big fan of it, but I see it every now and then. I just see they cry over a lot of little simple fouls. You know what I'm saying? It's not like she meant to do it.
Yeah.
It's not like she meant to do it. It's a reaction, and it calls for another reaction. So that's my take on Caitlin Clark. She acts like a little spoiled little kid and everything else because
wow.
She is the face of the W. Yeah, she is the face of WNBA. I give her that. But then she had like a spoiler kid, like, okay, you cannot foul me or nothing. Like, hey, it's basketball. Am I wrong for thinking that?
So what I'm thinking in my head here, I'm kind of circulating. I'm kind of thinking, like, you know how Skip Bayless got a lot of attention because no matter what LeBron did, he was always anti-LeBron and very loud about it. Do we have somebody in the media that is just like anti-Caitlin Clark? I think we're all pro. If I adapt, it would not be genuine. But if I adapt this just anti-Caitlin Clark personality, I think I could really make a name for myself.
You probably could. Yeah. You probably could. But my thing is like this. I like Caitlin Clark. I like her game and everything else. But the stuff she does after she get fouled, come on now. You don't get fouled. You're one of the best players in the league. They're not going to give you the little – they're not going to let you have it. Jordan got fouled like that. But Jordan didn't react like that. Jordan went through the thing and got stronger and took the foul because they're going to play you hard. Angel Reese did foul like that because
I
don't know why they – I don't know why they fouled Angel Reese. She don't miss the shot anyway. Go. But they do. They foul her. I don't know. They foul her. So – But and then she act like, oh, why you foul me? Shoot, I'm going to send you to the line because you're going to mess up. Anyway, go. So, but my thing is like this. Caitlin Clark, you're one of the best. I ain't going to say you're the best yet, but you're one of the best. They're going to foul you, and they're going to foul you hard. Get stronger and take the fouls and prove them wrong. Don't sit there and spark reaction. You know what I'm saying? But
Johnny,
that's my take on it.
Good. Thanks for the call. Good to talk to you, bud. Okay. Enjoy the game tomorrow.
Pacers
not too much.
Pacers in seven. Pacers in seven. All right.
Yeah.
Bye.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, if I would have had that, if I would have been there last night, if I would have been screaming last night, I could have done an hour last night screaming, take the foul, spoiled. I mean, I could have been the main character in sports media today. Ah, missed opportunity. But again, I'm a genuine man. You're only going to get genuine takes from me, for better or for worse. Genuine is the name of the game. I will never sell out. Well, I will sell out. I will sell out, but I won't like sell out. What do you mean by sell out? It depends. Would I change my middle name for a sponsor? Would I be Bart Clorox Winkler? I might just sell out to the Tool. Absolutely, I would. But would I change, like, who I am and the things I believe in? Would I try to, like, grift you guys along? That I would not do.
I would. Full transparency. No. My middle name can be Pizza Rolls. Pay me.
That I would do. I will sell out in that way, but I won't change my, you know, overall charm and goodwill is what I'm saying. Well, I mean, I haven't seen the price yet, so I shouldn't be so strong one way or the other.
Yeah, they add a couple of zeros, you'll change your tune real quick.
Yeah. We'll see. But you know how to rage me. Dave's in Calgary. What's up, Dave?
Hey, how you doing, Bart?
What up?
Oh, listen, I just want to thank you. I went through an extremely difficult time a year ago. I kid you not, sleeping in my car here in Canada, and I'd given up. I had completely given up. And after, no, I'm dead serious, Bart.
I believe you.
I spent 10 years on the radio myself. I did business and stock market reports. Money was stolen from one of my companies. And, you know, captain goes down with the ship, right?
Yeah.
And I was devastated. I didn't know who to... I ended up sleeping in my car. That's just because I couldn't trust anyone, period. And during the hockey playoffs last year, so May last year, I would listen to my local radio station, and they do a dang good job of their hockey reporting, wherever it comes from. You know, ultra superstar broadcasters. And then you would come on, and you renewed, you and Carlos, I have to be honest about this, renewed my faith in sports and... Like, all I lived for, I stopped pucks. I'm 1,000 years old. I stopped pucks for 900 years. And your reporting was so non-judgmental. It was, yet you guys were having fun. I was there when the Bartometer was just a box in the corner of your office there. And it was awesome. To this day, I'm holding my emotions as hard as I can because you don't know how ugly it is sleeping in a parking lot and hiding, right? So you don't get thrown, like...
Dave, how are you doing now?
I'm doing my best. You know, I'm on the right path. I'm building a business. I'm trying to save enough money to get into a place right where I can bloom. You know what I mean? Like, I know I'm a flower. You're a flower. Carlos is a flower. But we got to bloom. And if somebody cuts off the water, it doesn't happen. And the social network here in Canada, it keeps you in the ground. It's just the way it is, right? And so you've got to do it yourself. But if you have no money for gas and you can't take a client out for coffee and you don't know where you're going to shower, and Bart, don't feel sorry for me. I grew up poor, but I became fabulously wealthy. I don't know, not like to the tune of a professional athlete, but I earned really good money. Unfortunately, I started a company where I took on two partners. I'll never do that again. One of them,
Dave, are you good? Like for tonight, you're good. Like keep me posted.
I'll be sleeping in my car.
Can we do monthly Dave check-ins? Can you call us?
Yes. Yes, okay. I would be more than happy because I believe in the show that you're putting on. You're taking people to a different level, Bart. You're everything that you talk about. You never judge the superstar in L.A. drafting his son. You never judged Caitlin Clark. You never judged how the Edmonton Oilers just fell short.
Well, I don't really know too much about hockey. I think that's where that one comes in.
Okay, well, I know you're a big soccer fan. In my world, I was adopted into a British military family, and so it's called football. And yeah. If you weren't, you know, my parents are in heaven, and if I don't cheer for Man U, well, then I'm going to hell. So,
Dave,
that's the way it is.
I got to let you go with the constraints of the show, but be in touch, okay? Keep your head up, be in touch.
Thank you. I wanted to thank you because I don't know if I'd have made it, Bart. It's that simple.
Dave, very nice of you to call in. Again, keep in touch, okay?
All
right. We got your back, all right?
Okay, toodaloo.
I appreciate you, Dave.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate you and Carlos. Okay, thank you. Toodaloo.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you, Dave. See, isn't that, that's why I can't sell out, Carlos. I can't sell out.
You can, but you know,
I got to be me.
Guys like Dave make it hard to sell out. Man, I would sell out so fast.
Well, I would take money to promote anything.
Anybody listening, firstborn naming rights, they're rearing to go. Just got to contact me before I start thinking of names.
I'm really aggressively looking to replenish the crypto I lost this weekend.
Hey, Pine Sol, get off the corner. Doritos, stop that.
My son's name is actually General Motors Winkler.
DiGiorno, go to your room.
All right, Dave, thank you for the call. And again, I do mean that to check in. 888-710-4ISN. We'll be back. It's the Bart Winkler Show.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
Carlos with K. Ortiz. I'm Bart Winkler. We will have worst in five tonight. I don't know when, though.
Not next time.
Maybe later. Did you see this College World Series game that went down tonight? I will describe it to you. There was an all-time blunder. So it was a back-and-forth game, okay? Arkansas is up 5-3 over LSU. There is one out, and there are runners on first and second. The guy is going to hit it to the shortstop. Typically, what you do there is you turn the double play. In this situation, ninth inning, the stakes are high. You're really trying to prevent runs. I still don't know why. I mean, you're trying to get out of the game, but they went lead runner instead.
This time he beats it into the ground. Aloy will go to third, and he gets the out. Did they have a chance to get two?
Turning two on this ball, KP. Like, to me, this is a no-doubter. 6-4-3. I mean, look where Milam wasn't even at the runner's lane when Fajiva decides to throw this ball to third base. Look where he's at when he decides. He's not even in the picture.
So, not a good decision. What usually happens when teams have decisions like that? They come back to bite you. Because now we've got a runner still on first and second. And now there's two outs. A ball's hit to the outfield. Outfielder not sure what to do.
Into the fire here in Omaha. This ball is hooked to left field and a bad read. It goes off of the left fielder's head, Davalon. Both runs are going to come in and we are tied again. Oh my goodness, he slipped and it looked like it went right off of his body. And we are tied at five.
And not a situation that should have ever happened. And then there's a blunder. So now it's 5-5. There's a runner on second. There's two outs. If Arkansas can just get to the 10th, but another mistake.
As you can see him there in the foreground, he is the winning run. He does get one to hit. It's off the glove of the second baseman, and here comes Hernandez. LSU is on to the finals. They pitched to Jones, and it bounced off the glove of Cam Kozel. The Tigers are going back to the finals.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable ending to a game. These kids, again, this is College World Series. These kids are heartbroken beyond all heartbreak. That is the thrill of victory, the agony of defeat. I don't know that there's ever been a better phrase to describe the differences between those two things. Just, I gotta close this browser. I can't look at these kids. They're in tears. It's tough to watch. 888-710-4ISN. Audio from ESPN. Mark's in California. Hello, Mark.
What's going on?
What's good? What's good?
So, there's a really weird stat that I want to tell you real quick. So, Zach Greinke has a career 336 slugging percentage, okay, for a pitcher. The Pittsburgh Pirates in 2025 are slugging 334.
Okay.
Think about that. That's crazy. A pitcher, well, Zach Greinke is one of the best hitting pitchers of all time, right?
Thanks for the fun fact. All right, have a good one, Mark. Thanks for the fun fact.
I love it. So what about Alexander going to Baltimore? Are you what's your take on that? I mean, I'm pretty sure you've given it already, but what's your take?
No, I haven't. I'm very self-conscious tonight because somebody wrote me a long message about how I talk too much about the Packers, Bucks, and Brewers.
Well, I mean, you know, this takes a little strange because, remember, Baltimore, the first 10 weeks of the season, gave up the most passing yards in the NFL, and in the last 7 weeks, they gave up the least, but I was doing, like, my research on Alexander because he's good. The reason why the Packers got rid of him, obviously.
He's very good. He's very good. He's only played Jair Alexander signing with the Ravens. It's a $4 million deal. He can get up to $6 million in incentives. The incentives are basically just play. And as soon as he hits 35, 40, 45, 50%, he gets another $500,000 each time. A couple of years ago, he only played four games. Then the Packers extended him. Then he played all 16 that year. Then he's only played seven the last two. And there was a lot of times where all week long he'd practice, and then all of a sudden he couldn't play, and it was very, like, weird. So the Packers tried to trade him, but nobody wanted to pay him on that salary. The Packers tried to restructure his deal, and he didn't want to take it. He's probably making less than he would have, but sometimes you'll take less money from someone – in some place where you want to be rather than more money in a place that you no longer want to be.
Yeah, I mean, their record with Alexander on the field were 10-4. Without him, they were 10-10. But I feel bad for, I'm going to butcher his name, hopefully I don't, Chidobe Awuzie, I think, from Dallas, because they signed him thinking that he was going to be the starting corner, and now they get Alexander, which now pushes him down even further. But, yeah, Baltimore's trying to win a Super Bowl, man. You know what I mean? I mean, Mark Andrews doesn't drop that pass, which, by the way, that's Mark Andrews' pass. Like, that's his signature catch.
Yeah.
It's just ironic that he dropped it in one of the biggest games ever. But I was also going to tell you, Bart, you know, I saw Damian Lillard on the 14th on my birthday, by the way.
You saw Damian Lillard 4 days ago? Happy birthday.
Thank you. I was 36. I talked to him for a good, like, 15 minutes.
You did? Where?
Disneyland.
Oh, you went up and talked to him?
Well, listen, I went up to him and I literally said, this sounds so weird. I just went up to him and I said, listen, anyone that's talking about you, you know, you're a king in my book, right? You're very good. And he's like, oh my God, thanks so much. And that's kind of how we got talking, because Stephen A. and all these other dudes were like, oh my God, Lillard's washed, man. He's trash.
Did he seem engaged and interested the entire time, or did he give you like the, I'm trying to get out of this, like I do?
No. He was in his wheelchair. They had like a little VIP with him, because my wife was saying that like literally the people under the VIPs, they get taken around the park. And he had his wife, he had his two kids. And yeah, he talked to me. We were just walking. I was like, I'm going that way. He's like, where are you going? I'm like, I'm going to Disneyland. I'm like, where are you going? He's like, I'm going to breakfast. And once we got to the gate, we just, you know, parted ways. But we talked almost the entire way. He was like, who's your team? I was like, I'm a Knicks fan. And he told me a story about where, like, the Knicks reached out to him at some point, were gauging interest. And Milwaukee wasn't interested. Nice. Yeah, which I thought was kind of strange. But
Did you tell him about the show?
Dude, I was thinking of you the whole time. I was like, dude,
Winkler Warriors. If we're not going to be Winkler Warriors, if you're not going to be Winkler Warriors, if you're not going to be fighting for me on the streets.
My wife had no idea who he was. Like, I walked right past him, and then I was like, wait, that's Damian Lillard. And my wife was like, oh, why is he in a wheelchair? I was like, oh, he tore his Achilles. She's like, when? I was like, a couple months ago. Not even a month ago. I was like, what the heck? That is kind of super ironic. And so, like, I was like, in Disneyland. But, yeah, he's over here, I guess. He's in L.A. and stuff, and he's here for some family issues and stuff like that. And so he's just here taking his kids. He doesn't really spend much time with them. And so he's injured right now. He's like, oh, let's do this. But, yeah, I thought that was super strange. 36th birthday. Went to Disneyland.
Well, happy birthday.
Well, thanks so much. And also, you should be talking more about, we're witnessing a dynasty right now in the NHL. Like, you know, no one really
maybe,
talks about me, but.
No, I do have to let you go, though, Mark.
Yeah, for sure. Nice talking to you, Bart.
Okay, bye. I mean, you guys, I do. Yeah, dynasty, whatever. I don't know. I think three is the dynasty. And they've been to three. So maybe we're in the middle of one. Look, the Eagles won one, and everyone's saying that that's going to be a dynasty. I don't think so. And I'm down on the Lions. I still want to get into that at some point. 888-710-4ISN. Let's get an update. Dexter Henry.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong, because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
Good time to be a sports fan in Florida. Allegiances may change between teams. Plenty of pro teams in the state. A lot of champions. A lot of championship appearances. Last 30 years, the Florida Panthers, they've got two titles. I mean, in the last 2 years, but I'm giving you an overall picture. The Lightning have three titles. The Marlins, lest we forget, have two titles. The Buccaneers have two titles. The Miami Heat have three titles. Some other teams have been to championships. Rays went to a couple World Series, Magic, a couple of finals. Jacksonville, three conference championship appearances. All of that happening in the last 30 years. The Dolphins have one playoff win. So, 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Hurricane Eric, what's up?
Not too much, Bart.
Wait, is that the name of the hurricane?
I'll go along with Johnny, that fellow said about the Pacers. I think the Pacers are going to blow
away.
Wait.
Why are you Hurricane Eric? There is a hurricane right now called Eric.
Well, I'm just stealing that one from the Hurricane. That's all, because I think the Pacers are going to blow out them. Mr.
Wait. I thought you were just a guy who goes by Hurricane Eric. Are you telling me right now you called and said your name was Hurricane Eric because of the hurricane off the coast of Mexico?
Yep. I'm amazed that they got a hurricane named after me. But anyway.
So your name is Eric? Because right now I don't really like
Eric
that.
And I think the Pacers are going to win by 5 tomorrow night because they're going to have the fans behind them, and they're going to throw everything but the kitchen sink to Mr. Alexander. And they're going to blanket him so bad that he won't be able to get out of his coat.
All right, we'll see what happens. Thanks, Eric. I don't think I like that. I don't like it. Not a fan. I thought that was his name, and then I remembered to myself. Didn't I just see?
So his name is Eric, because that's how he initially, when I say, what's your name, where are you calling from? He said his name was Eric. And then he's like, oh, wait, but you can call me Hurricane Eric. And I'm like, all right. I thought you was just a Canes fan. For some reason in Canada, I actually did not know that there was a hurricane named Hurricane Eric off the coast of Mexico.
Oh, it's massive. It's up to a Cat 3.
Wow. Where in Mexico, if you don't mind me asking, so I don't have to go to the Google?
It's on, you know where the Gulf of... where the Gulf is?
Yes, the Gulf. The body of water that has... for a long time been named one name, and now we're not sure if we need to name it the other name, but it's directly in the middle of Mexico and
it's
America.
It's on the other side. It's in the Pacific.
Gotcha. All right. So not where my in-laws are. Great.
Where are they?
Nowhere near the hurricane, which is makes me happy. They are an hour outside of Puebla, which is basically 3 hours, 4 hours from Mexico City. They're more inland.
Oh, yeah. That's not far from where the hurricane's going to be.
Yeah, but, like, they're not near a body of water, so I think they'll be okay.
Yeah, but hurricanes go inland pretty good.
Stop trying to talk me out of my optimism. I actually like my in-laws. I'm one of the very few people that do, like, stomach their in-laws. My mother-in-law is a saint, and my father-in-law says nothing, which is great.
I mean, I don't think they're going to get... hit. They're not in the path, but I'm looking at the path, and right next it says Puebla.
Listen, just wipe out the cartels. I'm fine. Leave the in-laws alone.
I just sent you a picture of the path.
More pozole, less drugs. I'm totally fine with that. Pozole, by the way, for all you uncultured swine, it's a white corn soup with bits of chicken and pork in it. It's delicious.
So how often do you see them?
Well, God willing, I'll make it there toward the end of the year. My mother-in-law's turning 60, so we still got to figure out the logistics of that. But I went down there, I think about 2 years ago. And, a side note, tie your jacket if you're not going to wear it, if you're in a Mexican airport, because it will get lifted very fast. I lost a fleece that was relatively new. Luckily, it was only like $50. But that's a fleece that now belongs to Cancun.
Wow.
I'm giving out free game here. Just letting you know. Some of the stories are real.
I've been to Cancun twice. Or no. I went to Cancun. And then I went to Puerto Vallarta.
Yes, both vacation destinations. I actually haven't been to either. I laid over in Cancun. My fleece has been there longer than I have. But Mexico City was nice. And Puebla's, you know, nice little hip town. And then where they live is in the middle of nowhere. But, you know, they, like, owned the town. So, like, that, I felt safe.
Well, I went. Cancun was with my wife. Puerto Vallarta, I went with my parents and my brother, one of my brothers. And I was, like, 25. And they were going. And at the last second, I said I would go. And then I went down there. Actually had a pretty miserable time. I ruined the trip for everybody. Because I didn't know what I was doing with my life at that point. I was kind of like a vagabond.
Oh, yeah. You sound like you figured it out now.
I'd moved back home for a little bit. And then because I was there as part of like an add-on to the trip, they couldn't get me on the same flight back.
Oh, that sucks. I've been there. It's brutal.
So I spent a good 10 hours in the airport by myself. There was a fast food place there that I ate a burger of. So that was hour number one. Hours number two through five were in the bathroom.
Ugh. Oh, and that was it. Montezuma's Revenge? Totally real.
Hour number five was me calling collect, leaving messages on my dad's phone how pissed I was that they stranded me. And then I think hours 6 through 10, I read a book or something.
Ugh, that's the worst. I hate traveling.
It was such a long day.
It's awful. I just saw the picture that you sent me. Yeah, that hurricane's actually not that far from where you are. Jesus.
Yeah. So our thoughts to anyone in the way of that or any other thing that happens, our thoughts are always, we have thoughts.
See.
888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4476. We'll continue to talk stories of the day with you guys. Our weekly MLB power rankings. If you were tuning in just now for that, I apologize. We will get to those. Do not fret. We definitely will. It's the Bart Winkler Show.
Thank you for listening to the Bart Winkler Show. Listen live Monday through Friday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific.
Bringing a data center online takes more than equipment. It takes precision. Graybar helps customers predict, stage, schedule, deliver, and verify every step of the build with critical products that are available now. From networking and wireless to critical power and testing tools, our teams help you reduce downtime risk and keep projects on track. Speed. Scale. Ready now. Yep. Graybar does that.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hanzus and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.